from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A Twitter Twitch question I have for you today is in honor of Dairon Blanco, who had two home runs and a grand slam and then another home run on Sunday, hitting with that yellow crayon bat. That was, I'm assuming it's going to be the most fun weekend of his entire baseball career. Players weekend and the man shined. I'll explain why this is the question in a moment, but the random question I have for you today is, what is the one family story that ends up getting told multiple times to new groups spread through time? Ours is a story called the White Crayon Story. So you're like, that doesn't make any sense. We're kids, little kids, everyone's in the house, and there's still no explanation for this. My dad can't explain it either. We were sneaking snacks. Kids do that, right? So late at night, pitter-patter of little kids going to the kitchen to try to figure out in the snack cabinet where they might be able to get, you know, a Little Debbie or whatnot. Only to the surprise, boom, dad, sitting at the kitchen table. So you're already busted. You're like, oh no, what's happening? He then says, what are you doing? And to which the response was, because it was around Easter, one of the kids tries to cover their ass. They say, you know what? We were looking for the white crayon for the eggs. He then produces it behind his back. This white crayon? There's no reason for him to have said it. And then it just goes down in lore. No explanation for why he would have it, why he would produce it, why they would even give that as the excuse,
that's awesome,
seeing how that wasn't the original response. So the white crayon story is one that is told many times in the Tapp family. And I figured in honor of Dairon Blanco and his yellow crayon, I would say, what is the story that is consistently told in your family?
Yes, I don't have anything quite like that. Mine is just more, it's more of an annoying one that'll just always be told. Anytime something about Starlight Theater gets brought up or anything, I always have to hear about when I was a kid. I don't know how old I was at the time. I don't know, maybe 9. Remember the Tamagotchis?
Yeah.
Like the little hand. Drew, I don't know if you remember those.
My daughter has a Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchis
are back.
But back then they were just, you know, grayscale.
That's still pretty much how, hers is color, but it's not like
the story
good
was
graphics.
That the whole family was at a show at Starlight, and I would not stop playing with the Tamagotchi, and you know, those make noise. You know, like they hatch and they make noise. And basically, I would not turn off the sound of the Tamagotchi. I wouldn't stop playing it. I guess it was a whole scene, and we had to leave. Like 5-10 minutes after we bought tickets to the, I don't remember what musical or whatever it was.
Dang.
But that story I hear all the time. That's not like the same.
So anytime someone mentions Starlight, your family's like,
here we go.
Remember when Alex got everyone
every single time.
Okay. That's really funny. I like that. He's giving you a hard time.
Yeah.
One of your sisters doesn't have a similar one? You know, somebody else doesn't catch some flack in the Gold household?
That one doesn't. That one gets
yours
just told
to
all
get
the time.
Most,
anytime
huh?
Starlight comes up, it's bound to be mentioned.
What about you, Drew? You guys got a family story that gets told? It's always like there's like one new person in the story. Me, it's that or me getting knocked out with a water balloon.
I've heard that one a lot.
I don't know if it's like a family story. There's a lot of them. I don't know if there's one that consistently goes around, but anytime that if there's somebody new and my mom is like talking about like, oh, do you have any kids? Yada, yada, yada. She'll always tell a story for me that the reason that I'm in radio is when I was younger, we used to do like performances, like plays or whatever. And I was at the mic, and the mic, the stand was a little bit loose, and the mic starts lowering and lowering. And my head, I keep following it down and down and down and down. And I'm like almost like laying on the ground while I'm still, I didn't just hold the mic up myself. I just followed it all.
What play or musical was this? Is this like a school thing, or were you in like
a church? Actually, I could not tell you what the play was, but I was reciting my line or whatever, and the mic just starts falling. And I just follow the mic rather than hold it. I proceed to follow the mic. Yes.
Which would be that's the wrong way to go about it, I think.
Well, yes, and it was the funnier way, though, to go about it, which is why the story always gets told.
There's a number. I mean, we had seven kids. I mean, there's
a lot
quite
of stories,
a few of the, like, childhood. It's always just, like when we made homemade zip lines, or, you know, it's always some nonsense like that. When we almost died or got hurt, or those are the ones that get retold in the Tapp family, I think, more than any others. But that white crayon one's lived because there's still no explanation for why you would have it.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Why did you have, like, that was a really weird excuse
to give
at
the
moment.
Yeah. Surprised Drew didn't mention, remember that time when someone stole our spot on the beach?
that might be the story they tell moving forward.
I was going to say, that might be the story. When we go to the beach next year, it'll be, you remember when that guy, remember when they stole our spot?
We've had, like, family vacations will produce that. I mean, my very long time, I mean, I must have been like 7 years old, way, way long ago. We took a family vacation to Destin, Florida with my grandparents as well. And we got all in the van and we drove down there. And the funny story from that, like, was this was back like the old video cameras. I'm talking about like the big video cameras. And so the video camera would be on. And it has like a white light, you know, like the flash, but like the light's on the whole time. And my grandpa throughout the entire trip would be like, the light is on. It became like a joke, a running joke the whole time. And even to this day, sometimes people would
just say it. Yeah.
Yes. And so there's stuff like that. Everybody, every family has some moments like that, I guess.
The inside joke of the family that is hard to explain to somebody who is entering the group. You're like, I don't understand what this joke is. It's like, it's our joke. It's not important to you. If I'm around any single one of my siblings or aunt and I say white crayon, people would know immediately what I'm talking about, and it doesn't mean something to anyone else. It only means something to us. That's it. In honor of Dyron Blancos, hell of a weekend. What a fun weekend.
An all-time weekend. Players' weekend's cool anyway. Vinny had the Wayside Waves bat for the great organization, the No-Kill Shelter
Pablo Sanchez bat that he proceeded to hit a home run with.
He did, and it was great. Did you guys see there's rumblings?
Vinny won with his Pasquatch one, too.
There's some rumblings and rumors that they might be bringing backyard baseball. For those who know, the video game series that was on PC, and they had backyard soccer and baseball and football or whatever. I love playing the backyard soccer series, as I'm sure all of us did. But yeah, Pablo Sanchez, just an all-time classic video game character. And shout out to Bobby for that. I think there's a real chance in the next year or two we see backyard baseball back on a video game.
I think if you start showing like the best player in baseball hit with a bat with that, and I would have thought he was too young to even know that.
Same, yeah. Because that game,
like, how do you know backyard baseball? That hasn't been around forever.
They brought it back briefly on, like, I don't know, GameCube or something for maybe a year or two. But I always played it, on PC, and it was fun. Like, backyard soccer is the one I played more. But the announcers were hilarious. And then, like, the players represented were from all, like, ethnicities and all, like, it was just a cool game.
It was a good game.
Okay, so classic. Bobby Witt is 24. I'm 28. Not too far beyond me, and I played that game all the time growing up. So I feel like maybe there. I don't know.
Backyard Baseball was first released in 1997. The last release was 2015.
I think Bobby would Bobby would be one of the players selected, because who was on there? Barry Bonds was on there. Sammy Sosa was in there. Mark McGwire was in there. I can't remember any of the other ones. There was somebody from the Oakland A's that was in there. That might have been McGwire, actually, when he was
with the A's.
I thought
it was Ricky Henderson was on that thing.
Henderson might have been in there, too.
Yeah, I might have been in.
I found, like, one of these on some website. You could actually play the old version right now. That's kind of cool. On PC. It literally is loading right now.
Text on you're wrong, by the way. Someone says it was not a crayon, guys. It was a yellow pencil. That was a different person's bat. Dyron Blanco.
Yeah, his was yellow.
His was a crayon.
Yeah,
for sure.
He had different 100%. Versions. He had three different,
green
colors.
And
crayons, right?
Purple.
He kept with the yellow one for obvious reasons.
I can't blame him. He should hit with that thing as long as they'll let him. If they'll let him keep hitting with it, even if at the risk of shattering it so you don't get to keep the cool bat, keep hitting with it until you stop hitting home runs. Man had 24 career RBI going into the weekend and had 7 in a single game this weekend. So, yeah, that's probably my bat forever now.
Yeah, everything just came together for him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.